Welcome along, folks, to the Michael Mutimer Show. Hope you're all doing well out there whenever you're listening to this. As you can tell, I'm out and about. Decided to get some fresh air. Enjoy some of the sun while I can. Because it's in between showers, I think. Some grey clouds. Although it's not too bad now. So hopefully it stays nice for a while. I say as I turn the corner and see a huge grey cloud. But So I'm enjoying a bit of sun. It's windy, as you can tell. But overall, nice stuff. That's enough of the weather report. That's not what you're tuning into this podcast. Maybe it is. Maybe I could do that. Maybe it's out with the weather. Who knows? But anyway, speaking of weather, anyway, I was in all eclipse. Couldn't see it. It was overcast. I think anyway, by the time it would have arrived here in Ireland, it would have been, the sun was nearly setting. So, oh well. I didn't really see it here. I was out, they were like, oh, it might be this time. So I was outside with my, trying to see if I could see anything. But with, you know, precautions, I had my phone. I was mostly looking at it through my phone and stuff like that. But then the sun was setting as if, well, forget it. It hasn't happened. That's okay. It was mostly North America and around there where the eclipse was mostly. So I went inside and I watched it on live stream. It was beautiful. It was very beautiful. Just such a rare occurrence. At a time when things like this align. Just so, I don't know. It's really beautiful about it. I mean, you know. Hopefully you folks out there, with being safe, of course, caught it yourself if you're in that area where it was available to see. As if it was like, it's doing a tour. Coming, one night only. The sun, very weird, very rare to see the sun at night. So unusual. But, yeah, so that was lovely. I actually saw, there was footage I saw of the solar eclipse from the International Space Station. So I was able to see, we were able to see the, look at yourself. It was so cool, the huge shadow cast by the moon across the face of the Earth. It was so, just so beautiful looking. It was such a cool, because I've only ever seen, you know, you see footage of a solar eclipse and it's always from Earth, of course. You had to see a solar eclipse from a different planet, but anyway. But, yeah. So it was really, really cool to see it from space. What a solar eclipse looked like from space. And very, very cool altogether. But now, the other thing I suppose I should talk about in this episode is that I have a bit of news. And the bit of news is this. Oh, Michael Mutimer is going to be back on the radio. That's right, yes, you heard it here, probably second, because I put it up on my social media. If you folks don't follow me, it's most of them I'm on Ask Michael Mutimer. Links, and a little bit more, not really much more actually, on, I just made a little announcement on my website, it's michaelmutimer.com, so go there if you want to keep up to date with me, whatever I'm doing. But anyway, so yeah, really, really excited. Going to be back on West Limerick 102 FM, where I used to do my other show, and I am so excited. I am so, so excited. I cannot wait to be back on the air again. Got lots of ideas and stuff, dates and times and everything to be announced, but I will let you know in due course. I'm so really, really looking forward to it. Now, I really love radio. It's one of my all-time passions. One of my few passions, I suppose. That are being, you know, painting and art and stuff like that. But no, you're, just in case you're worried, thinking, oh, does that mean this is the last episode of this podcast? No, it's not. Far from it. This podcast is going to keep going. I'm really enjoying doing the podcast. really like just you know, having a nice little chat with you folks every now and again, or every week. Oh yeah, so no, the podcast will not be ending, and it's gonna carry on as its own separate thing. So that's gonna be cool. And information about what I'm doing with this new show and dates and times, I say, I will be, I'll let you know in due course. I was just thinking there, what else about Morocco now? What else can I tell you about? Let's see now. Of course, I've got the weekly shout-outs. Those will be happening as well too. Nothing's changing in that front. Oh, yes, I have been doing a lot of thinking, folks. And I've been writing down ideas for Series 3 of the Orchard Hard Drive. Series 2 is going out right now. It is Phil Goes to Space. Those are 5-minute episodes every Wednesday. The that podcast is going up. And Series 3, I'm thinking about it right now. That it might not just be me working on it. That's the other fun thing. So I'll let you know about that. And anyone else, again, TBH, as they say, TBH. TBH. I went to school with TBH. He was a good lad. No, but yeah. So that's gonna be fun too. So loads of things happening. Got this podcast, you got the Orchard Hard Drive, and now back on the radio very soon as well too. It's all kicking off. It's all happening, you know. There's something else I want to talk about. The other thing I wanted to talk about, little thing, was I was saying about how I was going to do it on Twitch and painting and things like that. And I'm in 2 minds about it now again. Nothing's going to happen. Just with time. And also, I wasn't able to get a proper setup. I wanted it to look all nice. And I wasn't happy with it. So I was like, maybe I'll leave it for a base. And maybe I'll get some more equipment to basically, you know, for holding the camera and stuff like that. So it looks all good. And I don't know. Let you know. Because I was thinking, though, about streaming just me playing a game or something. I wonder if folks out there be interested in that. And what kinds of games you like to see me play, and you know, love to know. Maybe I'll do it. I don't know. Or maybe just me chatting. What that? Just a live stream chat. I'm just interacting with the chat on the screen. And yeah, I don't know. But I have enough going on. I have enough going on with this Series 3, the Orchard Hard Drive, this podcast, and all kinds of stuff. Usually on this podcast, I like to talk about things that I've seen that I really liked. And one was Shin Ultraman. I got to see Shin Ultraman, rented it, and I thought it was fantastic. It was absolutely fantastic. I've seen mixed reviews on this film, and I agree with them. Totally see where you're coming from, but I enjoyed it a lot. So Ultraman has been around since the 60s. There's been TV shows and films and manga and all kinds of stuff. It comes from Japan, and this film is a love letter, as well as a kind of a reboot, if you want to call it that, a love letter to Ultraman as well. It is brilliant. It's kind of interesting plot. In the fact that there's like, it's kind of episodic in a way. Like, there's start of one story, gets the end of that story, and it moves on to the next thing. And it's just interesting in that way. And some people, they weren't really too, drink too hot in that. I liked it a lot because I was like, oh, this is like, it's really bringing it back to the TV show while putting it on the big screen. So I really liked it. I haven't seen a lot of Ultraman. Of course, I'm aware of it. But in a sense that I like, you know, giant things fighting. I enjoyed that, you know, the kaiju fights, of course, and tokusatsu in general, I'm a big fan of. So this was right up my alley. I couldn't believe when I heard about it first. I was like, wait a minute, this was on telly in the 60s. Oh, why isn't everyone always talking about this? It's one of those things. She's like, what? But anyway, yeah, very cool. So if you're, I'd say if you're a fan of Ultraman, definitely check this out. If you're not a fan of Ultraman, check this out too. Because as I say, I'm a guy who knows of Ultraman, but wouldn't be a mega fan at all by any stretch of imagination. So I thought it was just brilliant. It was absolutely brilliant. I really enjoyed it an awful lot. The other thing I was enjoying lately was Beyonce's album Cowboy Carter. Just thought it was fantastic. I just thought it was brilliant. The first thing out of the way, a fantastic cover of Jolene, which I remember hearing about that. That I think Dolly Parton has been saying for a while she wanted Beyonce to sing it. And when I heard Beyonce was going to do the cover, I was like, oh, I bet that's going to sound really good. And, well, lo and behold, it was. It was fantastic. It was just absolutely brilliant. I love as well, too, you've got Dolly Parton introducing it. And that was great. The bottom is love stuff like all the cameos and everything. I thought it was just wonderful. Just a wonderful, wonderful album. And, it's Beyonce. Of course it's going to be amazing. But, that's what I've been enjoying the last week. Actually, someone that was on that album was Willie Nelson. And Willie Nelson did a song with Orville Peck. That's also fantastic. A lot of great music coming out. Just a good song, cool video, great stuff. Love it. I like his new mask as well too. There's a bit of talk about Orville Peck's new mask. It doesn't have the tassels, I suppose you call them, on the end. And I like the new mask. That was cool. Kind of a tan color. That was cool. Yeah, a new mask, cool. But people were like talking about it as if it was a big deal. I was like, well, I thought it just looked cool. Didn't think it was any real reason for not having the tassels. It was, you know, I bet you that gets annoying, tassels, you know. I bet you if you're like, you're out in an event, he's got the mask on and he's trying to get him out of his face, he's have a bite to eat or something, then a party, fancy shindig, and he's trying to eat, the tassels are just gonna get in the way. I don't know. Then Orville Peck's a talented person, so I don't know what I'm talking about. But good music out. I thought High on Fire's new album was supposed to come out lately, I thought I'd missed it. I was like, oh, is it out? But I think it was just announced into the vinyl or something. But I'm going to look forward to that one too now. Let me know, what music are you enjoying lately? What have you been, or what films have you been enjoying? I want to know, let me know what you're out there, what you're watching, what you're listening to, what you're viewing. Do you go to any art exhibits? Look at any art lately you've really been enjoying? You let me know. The wind has changed and it's getting cloudier, so I think I'm gonna head inside. Jeepers, as if just to prove my point. Back inside now, and I am thinking what I'm gonna do for the rest of my afternoon. Well, folks, what I might do is write down some ideas, which I was doing earlier on, for another project I was thinking of doing, and that was the sleep special, where I would have a nice, relaxing episode for you to listen to while you fall asleep. I was thinking of some topics, some kinds of things I could talk about, something nice and chill. Nice relaxing listen as you nod off.
So yeah, so that's another little thing I'm going to be doing. And I was also thinking of other future episodes. I've got an idea for next week's episode. And these are being, I had a topic for this week's episode, actually. It's all going to be one topic. But then I thought, you know what? I'm going to go away and think about that one a little bit more. And speaking of future episodes, of course, there will be more interviews. Both past interviews and maybe some future interviews that I record, brand new for the podcast. What do you think of that? What do you think of every now and again when I pop in some interviews for the podcast feed? It's kind of fun. I like having them there for people to hear. And happy in all those interviews. I've got some more that I think folks might like to hear if you haven't heard them before. But yeah, so lots of ideas, lots of things happening, coming up in the next few weeks. The other thing I wanted to ask, actually, what are you folks working on? Anything you're working on out there? What are you folks doing? Hobbies? Any projects you're working on? Anything, whatever you've got going. Love to know. Write in. Go to michaelmuter.com. Go to the contact page and let me know. I'd love to see it. I'd love to know. What are you up to? If it's you're painting a birdhouse, you're building a birdhouse, something, send them pictures. I'd love to see it. Talk about it on a future episode of the show. Because that's what I want this all to be, you know? I want it to be me sharing what I'm doing creatively. But hopefully, I'm inspiring you folks out there to do stuff creatively too. Because I'm here and I'm talking about going painting or making, you know, sci-fi comedy podcasts or whatever it is, and I would love to you folks to be, maybe you're doing a drawing while you're listening to this very podcast. That's something I love to do. That's actually what I love working on something while I'm listening to a podcast. I remember one time I was making a little cardboard TARDIS. Yep. Made a little cardboard TARDIS, painted it, and listened to a podcast. It was a very lovely way to spend a Sunday afternoon. Wasn't even all that many years ago, folks. I did this. I don't know where that cardboard TARDIS went to, but anyway, yeah. That's right, the TARDIS from Doctor Who as well. Just if you didn't know. That's coming back. New series of Doctor Who's coming out. That's going to be good. This looks amazing so far. First few specials. I don't know if I spoke about it on the podcast before, but loved them. Went in with a lot of trepidation. I was like, you know, David Tennant coming back into us. I was like, come on, like, you know, couldn't we have Shutigatwa, you know, already? But I was blown away. I thought it was absolutely brilliant. I love what they did with it. I thought it was just wonderful top to bottom. Great to have Catherine Tate back again. There was another person who, when they were in the show originally, I was like, I don't know, I don't know. And very quickly, she won me over completely. Just brilliant. I loved it. Absolutely brilliant. Could have very easily been terrible. I was very nervous about it. I was like, I don't know about this bringing Tennant back into it, but it was very well done. I thought just brilliant writing. I thought the special effects were beautiful. I thought it was just wonderful all around. But lovely writing, lovely, I mean, goes without saying, it's Russell T. Davis writing it, you know, so you're going to get some great stuff. I tell you what I'd love. In this ongoing series, would love another episode written by Neil Gaiman. He did an episode back in the Matt Smith years when it was The Doctor's Wife, it's called. And if you haven't seen it, search it out. It is wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Easily up there in my all-time favorite Doctor Who episodes, and I've seen a lot of them. I don't think there's many episodes of Doctor Who I haven't actually seen. Maybe some missing episodes, but there's very few I haven't seen, because I've seen a lot of them, and that's up there. It's very, very good. Love that one. Would love to have more Neil Gaiman written Doctor Who episodes. It'd be absolutely fabulous. And yeah, here we go. Anyway, that's something looking forward to, is more Doctor Who coming back. I'm not sure when. But anyway, that's about enough for me for this week. Folks, I have been Michael Amuto. I don't know why I said it like that. But I'll be back again with you next week. And I'll let you know how we get on with the radio. I'll let you know how I, you know, how I found it and everything. As I say, keep up to date with me, any updates, anything I'm working on, go to michaelmuto.com. You can subscribe there, you can submit your email there, and you'll get an email sent to you whenever I make a post. I think you can also, you can select it, so if you only want blogs, or you only want the shout-outs or whatever, you know, so that's something as well too. That's, it's a nice feature to have. So yeah, so yes, there we go. That's all from me this week. Topics, recommendations, what you're working on, send them in. Love to know them all. Opinions about the show, questions you'd like to ask, anything. Send it all through to michaelmuto.com and go to the contact page. Folks, I will see you next time. This is like the third time I'm signing off. This is Michael Muto, your podcast pal. Bye, folks.